It's a beautiful autumn afternoon. There's a cloudless blue sky and the air's crisp as I walk through a corn maze at Bomke's Patch, a family farm and pumpkin patch just west of Springfield on Country Lake Road. The walls of corn that create my path are nearly harvestable and over 7 feet tall. Families are following their maps and finding their way to several checkpoints in the maze to get to the end. Paths for corn mazes are mowed down lanes in a cornfield. These paths intersect, twist, and turn through a field to confuse participants of the endpoint. There are over 30 corn mazes in Illinois, generally an attraction at farms that provide other family-friendly activities during the fall, like apple picking and live entertainment. While the maze provides some fun, here, pumpkins are the main attraction. Families come from all around central Illinois to find the perfect canvases for their jack-o'-lanterns.
From what I understand, Illinois is one of the largest pumpkin growers around in the United States. So, you know, there is that trend, and it seems to be people really enjoy it. They enjoy getting out. They enjoy the country. They enjoy just being out in nature, basically.
That's Kathy Bomke, part owner of Bomke's Patch. Adding a corn maze is new for the patch, and another way to provide families a bit of outdoor fun as the weather cools.
This is our first year that we've tried the corn and bean maze, and it's been very successful. In the past, we had straw mazes, and it really was geared more towards smaller children, and we thought it'd be nice to have something for, you know, for teenage kids, for adolescents to come out and have some fun with, rather than just doing the straw maze that we had.
Bomke says the maze was planted with GPS technology and her son and son-in-law walked the coordinates while the path was mowed behind them. From an aerial view, the maze creates a vision of a pumpkin. Joe and Teresa Smith are here with their son Lucas. The Jacksonville family is near the end of the maze and all smiles.
Do you like mazes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the corn's really tall, so you can't see where you're going.
How many times did you guys get lost?
Probably about three.
Well, we got lost 4 times and now 6.
Oh, well, 3, 4, and 6.
The pumpkin patches season ends October 26th. So what happens to all that corn people have been winding their way through for the past 6 weeks?
We'll harvest it.
We'll harvest it.
Take it mm-hmm.
in. Mm-hmm. Seems like you can't lose then.
No, it's a win-win situation. Seriously. For everyone.
Bomke says luckily no one has gotten too lost in the maze just yet. She says compared to others in the state, at 5 acres, it's a bit smaller. As for the Smiths, they say it was a pleasant experience. Still, there's other things here at Bomke's Patch grabbing little Lucas's attention.
He's done. He's going to go pick pumpkins.
Proof, perhaps, that nothing beats a good old gourd when it comes to getting into the spirit of fall. I'm Lee Strubinger.